ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به حق تعالی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, if you remember, we said that the Islamic Revolution and its unmatched leader, Imam Khomeini, drew the attention of the world thinkers from the very beginning. For a couple of episodes, we have dwelt upon the views of French thinker Michel Foucault on Imam Khomeini. Today we are going to make you familiar with the views of another thinker who has also paid attention to the nature of the Islamic Revolution and the character of Imam Khomeini. He is Hamed Algar, teacher of Islamic studies in Berkeley University of California. Stay tuned, please. Hamed Algar was born in Britain in 1940. He has taught for years as the professor of Islamic studies and Farsi language in Berkeley University. He is also a specialist of Shia history in Iran and the Naqshbandiye mysticism in the Central Asia, India, Turkey, and the Balkans. Algar has got his BA and PhD from the University of Cambridge and also an honorary doctorate from Tehran University. This thinker embraced Islam and then Shia school of thought. Algar has translated into English some works of the contemporary Muslim thinkers like Ayatollah Murtaza Mutahhari, Ayatollah Taleghani, and Dr. Shariati. He has also translated some works of the great leader of the Islamic Ummah, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. He said in an interview in 2003 that he had first concentrated his studies on the contemporary history of Iran, but then extended his studies on other regions. Algar has traveled to various Islamic countries such as Iran, Turkey, and Afghanistan, and his writings have been translated and published in different languages. He had a private meeting with Imam Khomeini shortly after the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. Hamed Algar believes that in January 1979, when the Shah escaped from the country, it became definite that the Islamic Revolution would triumph. Algar maintains that the appointment of Shapur Bakhtiar as the prime minister by the Shah in the waning days of the latter's stay in Iran was doomed to failure and had no chance of success. Contrary to what the American statesmen thought in the final days of the life of the despotic regime of Pahlavi, there was no possibility of military coup in Iran. 2 weeks after the escape of the Shah, Imam Khomeini returned home after nearly 15 years of living in exile. Then, within just 10 days, the royal system was toppled and the Islamic Revolution triumphed. British thinker Hamed Algar considers this revolution a great event from two aspects. Firstly, the people's participation was unprecedented in the movements of the 20th century. and even the centuries before. Secondly, the revolution was unique in terms of ideology, organization, and above all, leadership. He writes, generally, every big and small city in Iran was mobilized against the Pahlavi regime, and men and women from every social class showed their inclination to overthrow the royal regime and end being the stooge of foreigners. The first examples of uprisings and protests against the regime or foreign meddling, such as the Constitutional Revolution in the first decade of the 20th century or the struggle after the Second World War to nationalize the oil industry, had failed to mobilize the people in such a broad and deep manner. Hamed Algar is of the opinion that the irreligious forces like nationalists and left groups had no prominent personality to be able to mobilize and organize the masses of people who are ready to sacrifice their life for achievement of an ideological goal. He continues, there was no other person in Iran to be comparable to Imam Khomeini and his call. British researcher Hamed Algar says the role of Imam Khomeini was not just a symbolic role of ethics, inspiration, and leadership. He was considered the practical leader of the revolution. Although some of the Iranian activists would give him views on detailed issues, he would make key and important decisions himself, and from the very beginning, he shut the mouths of all advocates of compromising with the Shah through insisting on the dissolution of kingdom and establishment of the Islamic government. Without this insistence and the competence of Imam Khomeini to keep the loyalty and obedience of the Iranian masses, this victorious revolution wouldn't go beyond another transient and fruitless conflict in the history of Iran. It was the Imam who applied concepts like martyrdom and justice to mobilize the people and directed the nationwide descent toward a great change. Algar continues, the 1979 revolution was completely Islamic in nature, and the participation of irreligious elements in it was absolutely marginal. For instance, neither the National Front nor the Tudeh Party played any important role in the revolution. Most of the persons who fought the regime in the final days of its rule, contrary to what has been claimed, were not the leftists, but the men of mosques and committees of revolution who were loyal to Imam Khomeini. They formed the main core of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps after the victory. Hamed Algar also says that many of the ulema sacrificed their lives for the triumph of the Islamic Revolution. Dear listeners, next time we will continue with his views.